just something to keep each other warm.
Wireless walking around when they need it.
We probably don't even need this. I want to thank any of y'all for coming out this morning in the cold. We know what's going on today. We thought we would never be in this situation. Today, the board of the Port Authority of Allegheny County will be most likely voting on any number now of options, all of which, though, hasten the demise of public transit. 3 years ago, when we started Save Our Transit, our mission was to try to stem the death spiral, which comes when public transit entities are forced to start making annual or semi-annual service cuts and fare hikes. We know from experience that once these kind of service cuts are implemented, it generally puts public transit into what some people call a death spiral, into which it cannot recover. I moved back to Western Pennsylvania in 2001 after spending 10 years in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. There they had a transit system which basically was non-existent. Years ago, it had started down the road and it reached a point where they were just about to let it die. If conditions in Pennsylvania continue as they are, no matter how the board votes today, whether they vote for the so-called doomsday budget, which we are advocating, or whether they vote for any of the options presented, all of them mean death for public transit. Whether it'll be a quick death, perhaps as early as this March, or a death maybe in a year or two. We know that the service cuts and fare hikes are not temporary measures. We know enough to know that when fares go up, they generally don't come down. We know that service, once cut, generally is not restored. Service cuts and fare hikes calls riders to abandon the system. Those are people who have options, people who own cars, people who generally ride transit now, but choose to take their car. They will abandon public transit. Public transit will start down a spiral from which it cannot recover. And it's not just here. You might want to know today they're having similar votes in Philadelphia for SEPTA and also in Chicago. Public transit nationwide is in deep trouble. The commitment from the elected officials is not there. We at Save Our Transit, about 2 years ago, began to talk about this day. And at that time, members such as John Robison and others kept talking about what would we do if it ever came to the point where the deficit got so big that they were going to talk about massive cuts. And at that time, they wanted us to adopt the so-called doomsday budget, asking the Port Authority to continue to operate at present service levels and at the present fare structure. And if the state of Pennsylvania does not act, then when it becomes economically infeasible to operate anymore, just shut the whole system down. At the time, many of us were very hesitant to even talk about this. We didn't want to talk about the potential of actually advocating something that sounds so radical. We saw yesterday the editorial in the Post-Gazette about people playing chicken with the General Assembly. And indeed, that's the way it sounded to many of us. But for those of us who don't own cars, for those of us who are totally dependent upon public transit, we know that massive service cuts coupled with these fare hikes indeed spell death even now. So do we want a slow death or a quick death? I don't think that everyone involved in this struggle, not everyone who's advocating for funding for public transit, agrees that the Port Authority should adopt one plan or another. And indeed, we haven't taken that strong a stand on one or the other. Because here's the bottom line. No matter what happens this morning in that building over there, no matter what happens, we have got to continue to fight for the funding we need. Today is not the end. Today actually marks a new beginning. It's because we said we were going to do a pep rally here. And as hard as it is for me to be excited about anything right now, because frankly, I feel like cashing it in, I feel like quitting. But we got to keep going. We got to keep fighting. Now we're starting to see who the enemy is. You know, now that the blood is out there, we're seeing the enemy. The Allegheny Institute, not the Allegheny Conference, the Allegheny Institute, Mr. Scaife, the editorial boards at various newspapers in this city, all of whom advocate a bitter pill, strong medicine. And we're told to take this medicine and swallow it and just get on with our lives. The same thing they told the city of Pittsburgh. Now they're telling those of us who ride public transit. It's all part of the same game plan. If it has the word public in front of it, it's marked for destruction. There are people in the General Assembly in Harrisburg. There are people calling the shots in the Allegheny Institute. And there are hacks, people in that governor's office building right across the street. They want the demise of public transit. They are going to deliberately underfund it and let it rot until there comes a time where it's just dead. They want those of us who ride it to pay for it. We already do. I want to remind the editorial board at the Tribune Review and Mr. Dimitri that we pay taxes and we pay fares. We are paying for public transit. Those of us who ride it pay for it. By the way, we're also paying for the Monfayette, which most of us will probably never even see, much less ride. We all pay for things that serve the public good. So we're going to keep fighting for the funding we need, no matter what happens today. I want to look at today as a new beginning. So I want to recommend that after today, we rest up. Enjoy the holiday if that's possible. And be ready, because on January 4, the General Assembly goes back to Harrisburg for a party. They have a party on January 4. That might be a good day for us to go to Harrisburg, too.
Yeah.
And try to tell them a few things at their little party. Then they resume work after the farm show. Maybe you want to be there again. We still believe. Those of us that save our transit believe the onus is in Harrisburg. We do not blame the board of the Port Authority. We do not blame the staff of the Port Authority. We do not blame bus drivers. We do not blame mechanics. We all want to stand united. And I know, speaking for myself, I will never, never, never stand up against a bus driver or a mechanic. That's what they want us to do. That's what the Allegheny Institute wants us to do. That's what the people in Harrisburg want us to do. It's called divide and conquer. We're going to stand united and continue pressuring for the funding we need to keep the system running. So, we say to the General Assembly, shame on you for putting us in this situation. We never thought we'd be here. We never thought we'd actually have to go to the Board of the Port Authority and say, run it till it's dead. We never thought we'd have to look like a bunch of fools. But that's where they put us. We are not willing to partake and help in the demise of public transit. We're going to fight to keep it alive. We're going to fight for the funding. It takes money to run this stuff. It don't run on good wishes. It don't run on goodwill. It will continue. We will fight. We will fight to keep this system going.
Sorry, Steve.
Do we have that commitment?
No!
Okay. What do we say? We say shame on the General Assembly. Shame on the General Assembly. I want to ask, John, do you want to say something? John Robeson's the other co-founder, and then at that point, let's.